interesting thing here from Colin, Dave, who's saying, I was listening to a recent programme where you discussed pressurising the air inside an aeroplane, and listeners were saying that they'd been on planes and their ears had popped. But why do they pressurise the plane, asks Colin, to only 8,000 feet? Why don't they pressurise it to atmospheric pressure? Why bother fiddling around with it? Why not have ground-level pressurisation at all heights?
Well, they did start doing this on the first jet airliner, which was the Comet. And they also had lovely square windows. And the aeroplane kept being pumped all the way up to full atmospheric pressure, or it kept rising up to the top of the, high up in the atmosphere, getting a big pressure on the structure, then coming down again, then coming up again, then coming down again. And that stress on the airframe slowly built up cracks, and longer and longer and longer, until cracks ran between all the windows and opened up, like opening up postage stamps. And they actually lost several planes due to this. Now, since that, they've made the windows much more curved, and they've also started not pressurising the plane all the way up, so you're putting less stress on it. You could design a plane which would survive the high pressure, but it would involve making it much heavier than they want to, and they want to make it as cheap as possible so you can fly.
So you're carting loads more weight into the air, yeah, which is costing you more fuel, and in these days of high fuel prices, that's a bad
fuel
thing.
Fuel is money. And the other thing is that to compress that air, because you need more air all the time, you're compressing it from a low pressure outside to a high pressure inside the plane, and that takes lots of energy and more fuel as well.
And also, Graham D on our forum pointed out that the actual weight of the air molecules themselves will contribute an extra 250 kilos. So basically, an average British large person, or several people my weight, basically travelling for free if you don't pressurise the aeroplane to atmospheric sea level pressure all the way up there. So that's pretty interesting.